This morning we are on week three of a church that is living out the fruit of the Spirit. And this week we look at peace. And we've been looking at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 as our theme verse. We read it out loud last week together. I want us to do it again because I just want to remind us what is in us as Christ followers. If we have crossed the line of faith, if we are a follower of Jesus Christ, I just want to remind us ourselves what we already have in us that God wants to cultivate out of us so that the world will see that Christ lives in us. So let's read this together. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. Oh, if we could just put to memory and then to action Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. None of these nine virtues are tangible. Do you notice that? None of these nine virtues are tangible, and yet we are called to make them tangible in and through our lives so others can experience and see this power of Christ, this power of the Holy Spirit living within each and every one of our lives. Peace can be very elusive. At the end of a long day, mom and dad, all you want is a little peace and quiet. That's easier said than done when the phone rings. The kids won't settle down. Your mind won't turn off when you get to bed. And even when you're finally resting, you wake up in the middle of the night thinking of things that you've got to do the next day. What about the time that we have to have a difficult conversation with someone? Where's the peace? When we have the fear and anxiety of the unknown as we have to go into a doctor's office to maybe hear results that were not very favorable to us. Where's the peace? What happens when our kids are not doing the things that we prayed that they would do? They're not following along as they should. What happens when our marriage and our relationship with our spouse is not at rest? Where's the peace? A piece of pie can suffice for some things, but in real life issues, the Prince of Peace is what needs to show up in the hearts and lives of believers. So how do we experience peace when our spouse, our children, our parents, our grandchildren, our siblings aren't handling life very well and it's been placed upon us to deal with it? Or what happens when we the things of this world to topple over us to the point that we are overwhelmed and thinking that we cannot survive? What do we do to find this peace? Let's get to the good news. I've kind of stated what is happening in our culture, but let's get to the good news of our hope in peace this morning. I'm going to set you a stage of a passage of scripture that we see in John chapter 14. Jesus is out in the middle of the boat, in the middle of the, not boat, middle of the lake, with his disciples. He's going from one region to the next region. He's teaching, he's healing, he's doing miraculous signs and wonders. And what he's doing, he's saying, disciples, we need to get from this region to the next region, get in the boat. So as they get into the boat, they're in the middle of the lake. And in that lake, a storm's a-brewing. And this storm was not just like any other storm. It was a storm that literally the disciples thought they were going to die. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like you are going to die? That life is squeezing you so tightly? That the vice of this circumstance that you find yourself in is so overwhelming you think you're going to die? Well, that's what was happening here. The disciples were in the middle of the lake. In a storm where the Prince of Peace is down in the lower deck sleeping. Jesus is there. And in the midst of this storm, they thought they were going to die. So they called out to the Prince of Peace. Jesus, save us. There's a storm. And you know what Jesus did? You know what the Prince of Peace did? He settled the storm. He took care of it. He did something that no one else could do, and that's take that pressure away from his disciples and bring peace in the storm. It says here in verse 27 of John 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world has given you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither let your hearts be afraid." That's what he says. He gives us this wonderful point to remind us that even amidst the storm of life, that he's there. The closing moments of his life, during the Passover, he sits his disciples down. Judas had already gone off to betray the Son of God. And it was in this time, in John chapter 14, that what we see here is Jesus knows what he's going to have to experience. He knew he was going to have to go through the suffering, the pain, the agony of dying for the sins of this world. And yet this is what he gives us in verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not that the world understands, but it's my peace. I give it to you." For those great words to come from Jesus, he had to have the power of God's peace in and through his life. The circumstance that he was going to have to give his life as a ransom for our sin was overwhelming, consuming, and yet what we see is Jesus laying down his life with peace amidst it. I'll tell you, there's a difference between the world's peace this morning and God's peace. See, the world's peace says, when things get hard, go shopping, spend money, involve yourself in worldly things. Only consume yourself with me, myself, and I. Where when God's peace shows up, even amidst the storm of life, what happens is we sense it's not about me, myself, and I. It's about him doing his will in our lives, no matter what the cost. And I'll tell you this morning, God wants us to hold on to the Prince of Peace. He wants us to understand that when we finally relinquish our will over to his will, that's when he can show up and do something inside of each Christ follower. You see, the peace of God is not temporary. Last week, Pastor Mike spoke about the joy that we have. And this joy is not temporary either. None of the fruit of the Spirit are temporary. They come as we are connected to our Savior, Jesus Christ, and allowing the Holy Spirit to flow in and through our lives. While still up in the upper room, after dinner, Jesus tells his disciples, John chapter 16, verse 33, "I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In this world you may have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." He makes that declaration, "I have overcome the world." In the King James Version, that word trouble is the word tribulation. The disciples knew tribulation. They knew trouble. You see, tribulation means pressing together or pressure. And all of us can relate at some level this morning that we've gone through troubles or tribulation where we have felt like life has squeezed us to the point that we don't know if we can go another day, another step, another prayer. But I'll tell you this morning, as we seek the Prince of Peace and the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, which is the fruit of peace, that's when not only do we grow in our faith, but others that look on our circumstances appreciate, see, and sense the difference of a Christ follower going through struggle versus a non-follower going through struggle. So this morning I've got 3 points. They're fast, they're furious, they're fun, and they're a reminder that God is in control. First of all, peace is not the absence of storm. Peace is not the absence of storms. I talked about it earlier in Mark chapter 4. Jesus is out in the middle of the lake on a boat. He brings about a sense of peace amidst the storm. He speaks into that storm and he says, "Peace." And all of a sudden the storm stops. The disciples are relieved. The disciples finally go, "Whew, we are saved as God, through his son Jesus, showed up. It's the same way when we as Christ followers exercise the Holy Spirit of God in our lives and seek peace amidst the storm of our lives. As we've already celebrated this morning, we were on mission last week. And as we were on mission this last week, God gave us opportunities. On Monday night, the middle schoolers, we had just finished our whole day in Lansing, where we were doing several things, experiencing several different opportunities and emotions that were going on as we were doing local ministry in Lansing. I got a text from Matt Williams, and Matt just texted me. He says, "Do you have a minute to talk?" And he identified that I was on a mission trip. He says, "But do you have a minute to talk?" And so I called him and I said, "What's up?" And he said, "Well, can I activate the prayer chain? Because we don't know all the details, but our youngest, Carly, had a farm accident and is headed to the hospital right now." Okay, that's a storm. For a father not knowing all that could be happening to his youngest or any child, that's a storm. And yet, I'm talking to a guy over the phone that sensed tremendous peace amidst his storm. He had a storm. He didn't know what was going on with his daughter. He knew his daughter was being rushed to the hospital. Didn't know how much damage or if any damage happened. But he had a sense of peace. I think it was funny. He wanted me to activate the prayer chain. And so he said, "So can you get that texting out?" "Yeah, I can do that. But do you want to pray with me too?" You see, that text prayer chain is good, but really, one-on-one prayer is also pretty good, too. And so we prayed, and I said, "You know, I think I'm going to head down to the hospital," and so that's what I did. Terry took care of the middle schoolers at our house. I headed off to the ER, and Suzanne, as well as a mom, was there. And as I walked into that room, even though I saw a little girl with a neck harness around her neck, laying in bed with pain, and I saw a mom looking at her daughter and a family neighbor and friend right there, I sensed an overwhelming sense of peace. Yeah, Carly was in pain, but amidst the pain, amidst the storm, I sensed God's peace in that room. We didn't know what happened. We didn't know if her back was broken or if her neck had some injury. We didn't even know what the next step would look like. But what I saw as Christ followers is people living with peace amidst their storm. You ask the question, what happened to Carly? I mean, okay, she had peace. She had a farm accident. What happened to her? Carly, will you stand this morning? Come on, baby. With mom, too. She's fine. She's okay. A little scared for the wear, but no injury, no harm. Now, that doesn't always happen. Sometimes God gives us peace amidst the storm, and the storm really rages, and it's hard, and it knocks us through a loop. But I will tell you this morning, church, that God, through the Holy Spirit, is the peace amidst the storms of our life. Storms will happen. In fact, say that with me. Storms will happen. But with that, Jesus brings peace through the Holy Spirit of God amidst the storm, and we'll be okay.
Point number two.
Peace is experiencing the promise of God's presence in the midst of the storm. Peace is experiencing the promise of God's presence in the midst of the storm.
In John chapter 14, verse 27,
it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Jesus literally commands us to not let our hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And then he gives us the promise that we don't have to do it alone. The promise of the Holy Spirit of God Living in us is there in the midst. The presence of God shows up in and through our lives as the Holy Spirit of God is in our lives, living through our storms. And I think it's interesting, as we let our light so shine before our men, others see what's happening in us and glorify God who is in heaven. The one that tells us to relax, the one that tells us that he'll go with us, is also the one that gives us the fruit of the presence of peace amidst our storm. And then the final point, God meets us in the midst of the mess of our storm. The aftermath of a storm can be pretty messy. We've seen the earthquakes, we've seen the hurricanes, we've seen the tornado stories. The aftermath of a storm can make a huge mess. But God will meet us in the midst of the mess of our storms. In Romans 8:28, it declares, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purposes." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 reminds us to cast all our anxiety on him because he cares for you. You know, as we're in the study of the fruit of the Spirit, and we're looking at this idea of peace, many of us this morning have unrest. Many of us have storms are brewing in our lives. And if not in our lives, maybe some of us even have storms within our minds right now. The enemy is coming in, he's bringing confusion. Many of us are going through circumstances within our families, brokenness all over the place because we live in a broken world. Many of us sit with unrest in our spirit because we've not tapped into the resources of God, the Holy Spirit, who is the Prince of Peace, who is our peace amidst the storm. And you know, this morning, as we kind of wrap up this idea of peace, I just really feel as a church that I need to give us as the body of Christ permission to release some of this anxiety some of us are going through, some of this brokenness that we are going through, some of this overwhelming circumstances we find ourselves in right now. I just feel like we need to let God do something in our lives. So with all our heads bowed and all our eyes closed, this is just between you and God. If there is something that you are wrestling with right now, something that maybe you have not sought the maybe you're not exercising the fruit of peace in your life, and this morning before you leave this place, you just want to give it up to God, I'm just going to say, just kind of cup your hands up to heaven like this. And we're going to offer those anxieties, those brokennesses, those confusions, those situations up to him right now. God, as your church, we lift our hands to you. We open our lives up to you and say, God, would you bring peace amidst my storm right now? For some this morning, it's a family situation. For others, it's a job situation. Some are working through the struggle of physical ailments, disease, cancer, visual difficulties. Some are going through the minefield of the battle of the mind today. And God, this morning, we're just saying, would you be the Prince of Peace? Would you show up like you never have shown up before and remind us that the God who lives in us and the power of the Spirit that lives in us is also the one that gives us peace. So Lord, rather than praying that the storm would leave us, would you bring peace amidst our storm? Would you remind us that we are dearly loved by you? And would you teach us to cast our cares on you because you care for us? And Lord, may we hear stories in this next season of how we gave our anxiety over to you and how you created opportunity for us to live in peace, not like the world knows, but the peace that only God can give. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.